This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. And if you're a loyal reader of AvWeb, you have probably noticed that it's 2018. And that means that it has been a full decade since we saw the major economic downturn in 2008 that basically sent aircraft sales over the cliff. And that's in some quarters being called the lost decade. And this morning we are talking to Jonathan Raviv, who's an analyst at Citi and who will be speaking at a NBAA event, Fort Myers, today, Monday, about the lost decade. So Jonathan, tell us what your analysis has revealed about the lost decade. And this is primarily with regard to the production of business aircraft.
Of course, Paul, and thanks for having me. The lost decade does indeed refer to a decade in which we did not see a recovery in the biz jet market that we would have expected to see coming out of the recession. And the reason we call it the lost decade, or the context for us coming up with the lost decade thesis, so to speak, is that all of the traditional indicators, if you will, did not correctly predict the recovery. If you look at GDP growth, if you look at the stock market, if you look at corporate earnings, all three of those dynamics, all three of those metrics improved coming out of the recession, as one would expect. But bizjet deliveries did not follow, as one would expect. And therefore, trying to explain the unexpected is part of our job here at Citi when we think about this industry and what that has meant for new aircraft production and new aircraft deliveries, especially in the SMID cabin space, is that deliveries have been flattish since 2010. By the way we define it, the lost decade is approximately the 2010 to 2020-ish time frame. And what's driving this underperformance is the fact, or at least our contention, that there were too many jets delivered in the mid-2000s during the boom time. That's probably pretty clear. Deliveries were way above trend. And those over-deliveries became essentially shadow inventory, an overhang on the new biz jet market that would pressure and compete against new aircraft. So if you're an OE, you go try to sell a new aircraft for 30, well, heck, I can get as good an aircraft on the used market for 10, let's say. And as long as that used aircraft exists, you're not going to buy new. And for us, that's really the main driver of the lost decade.
Did towards 2007, 2008, was it becoming evident that there was over inventory then, or did it take the downturn to kind of expose it?
Well, you know, it's a fair question. It's easiest to look at these things in hindsight, obviously, because it's obvious now that there are too many. At the time, there are reasons to be very excited about the business jet industry. I'm sure fractional operators are one of those. But if you kind of look, if you just think of a biz jet as a normal product, I just give one example. During the peak, the business jet, the business aircraft would, in some cases, perhaps appreciate after delivery, which is a very unusual thing for any asset, really. As an asset ages, it actually appreciates. And, if you think of a business jet as essentially a very expensive flying luxury car, luxury cars tend to depreciate very rapidly when you take the keys and drive them off the lot. Why not a business jet? So just looking at that reality might suggest to you in 07, 08 that something's off. When we look at our trend analysis and you look at the delivery trend for SMID cabin aircraft from 1957 to 1999, or even from 1957 to up through 2017, if you just draw a line across all those deliveries across that 50, 60-year period, you still see deliveries in 07 and especially in 08 exceeding that line by a very large amount, exceeding that trend line by more than they ever have. So again, hindsight's 2020. I think that the residual value depreciation curve would give you pause perhaps at that time, but I hate to Monday morning quarterback, but also if you run the trend analysis back, it does look like there was over deliveries then, and not just using the benefit of it being 2017. We first ran this analysis in 2013. It was pretty evident to us then as well.
Is it possible that having been through this difficult economic time in 2008, 2009, really into 2010, that some of these companies realize they could get by without flight departments and are reluctant to reinvest?
It's something you hear, I mean, perhaps anecdotally from one to the next. I think last year, obviously, General Electric was the most public. I don't get the sense that was really what was ailing the market during that time. I mean, there was probably some pullback in spending. I'm not sure if it was a structural move away from business aviation, because there is still a core use to it and utility to it, obviously, as I'm sure all of your listeners and yourself are very aware. But I think it comes down to price. So again, I think it's important to think of the business jet market being in almost, there are two markets here. There's the used market and there's the new market. And the new market can not be good while the used market is quote unquote good. And how you define a good used market depends on who you're talking to. Imagine if you're a broker, just getting volume through would be good. Now, again, rerunning to your original question, though, again, didn't sense that there's a structural move away from corporate flight departments. But again, I think coming out of the recession, there was some reluctance to spend more money. And therefore, you could say that the increase in profitability, let's say, coming out of the recession, was not enabling purchases of business jets. Rather, it may be in part because of not spending more and more on your business inventory. So to your question, there might have been some reluctance there. Certainly I've heard suggestions that in the 2020s, the corporate flight departments and the corporate users are really going to have to put more money into their aging fleets at that point. Just combination of wanting to save money and perhaps not feeling the need to do something in that time contributed to maybe some softness there as well.
So if we define the lost decade as 2010 to 2020, and we start to emerge from it in 2020, what does the future look like from your point of view as far as the demand ramping up? But not too many. There's some new products out there, but not a lot. So what's that landscape look like?
Yeah, in terms of timing, as you mentioned, the lost decade is, if you want to think about it, 2010 through 2020 or so. I would just add the caveat, tax reform, it feels like it's a net positive, but not really clear that it's going to be a big driver for this year, 2018, maybe a 2019 phenomenon. So instead of the recovery coming in 2020, maybe you accelerate in 2019, basically because tax reform enables you to clear through that used inventory faster than you otherwise would have. Although, to be honest, tax reform has some ups and downs. But what does it look like on the other end? What it looks like on the other end, I think, is the reality that you're in a moderate growth economy, where there is the opportunity to spend more money on things like business jets. There are a couple new products here or there which are going to support demand. But I think the word to think about is slow and steady. The thing that got the industry into trouble in 2007-08 was the oversupply, the rapid increase in production, which flooded the market and threw supply and demand way off balance. I would hope that the industry, and by the industry I mean really the original equipment manufacturers, will have learned a lesson and will be very careful the next time before they ramp production quickly so as to maintain that supply-demand balance, which is, at the end of the day, core to the pricing dynamic. If there are too many planes and not enough people demanding them, then you're going to throw your pricing out of whack.
Yeah, and of course that helps. Caution. That supports the price of used airplanes too, because obviously if you don't have that big inventory and you're putting some pressure on used sales, then those airplanes hold their value better. What companies do you think are best positioned to capitalize on this new reality, which is slow and steady and the resistance to overbuilding?
Well, over here at Citi, we've written and published on our view that we think Textron and General Dynamics, if you look at their portfolios, they have the most new products either having come out or coming out. They're the ones that seem to be relatively well positioned to invest more in new products, and therefore when demand does pick back up for new aircraft, a buyer might be thinking more closely about which aircraft they want to buy, and new aircraft do generally screen better than older aircraft, especially if they bring some new capability or new bell and whistle or give you something the old aircraft didn't have. So we tend to think that Textron and General Dynamics are pretty well positioned, although there are obviously other new competitors, or I'd say new market entries at different ends of the market. But yeah, more broadly, it feels like those two, in our view.
Okay. Well, that gives us a pretty good overview, and I think what we need to do is mark the calendar for 2019, 2020, and give you a call back and see where we are.
Happy to. We're looking forward to it, Paul.
All right. Thanks very much, Jonathan. We've been speaking with Jonathan Raviv of Citi. He'll be speaking at an NBAA event today in Fort Myers, Florida. I'm Paul Bertarelli reporting. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.